The way you crushed Mike at ping pong was such a turn on. You wanna...
You know, I'd love to, but I'm a little tired.
I'll put a pillowcase over my head.
You're on.
Hey!
What's up?
Well, okay, Mike's taking a shower, which, by the way, there's no law against. And then we're going to grab some food, so if you want...
Finally.
Is that Ross?
Yeah, you can hear everything through these stupid walls.
Sounds like he's with someone.
He could be alone. This morning I heard him do push-ups and then talk to his triceps.
I think Davey's right. Yeah, I hear someone else in there with him.
Oh, Dr. Geller.
God, you're amazing. I didn't even have to ask you to call me that.
Oh, my God, that's Charlie.
She's cheating on Joey with Ross.
Oh, that charm. Losing, giant. I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, you're right. This is none of our business.
No, I'm not sure that is the best way to hear everything. Someone get me a glass.
No, I'm not going to do this, okay? I'm not going to eavesdrop on my friend.
Oh, I love Barbados.
Oh, I can't believe I'm kissing you.
I'm kissing Rachel.
I know, I'm her. Rachel and Joey. It's Rachel and Joey. What? Get over here.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I love how thin these walls are. Thank you.
Said that nothing could happen between us. What changed?
Well, I only said that because of Ross.
Mm.
You know, then I saw him kissing Charlie.
What? Ross and Charlie? Wow. She's really making her way through the group, huh? Who am I to talk?
I can't believe this. Rachel and Joey?
How about the dinosaur twins in the other room? No one is manning that wall.
I'm on it.
Anything?
I think I hear curtains closing.
We've got shoes being kicked off over here.
Bed springs. Unmistakable.
You do realize that's your brother.
Not until you said it. Somebody switch. Wow. Wait a minute. Ross and Charlie, Joey and Rachel, Phoebe and Mike. We're the only people leaving with the same person we came with.
That's not true. I came with Monica, and I'm leaving with Weird Al.
Okay, I've had it with the hair jokes. Tomorrow morning before we leave, I'm going to the salon.
Okay, Buckwheat.
You gotta hear this. It's great. It's like free porn.
Well.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's just I don't think I can do this.
Oh, is it because of what might be on the bedspread? Because I saw that news report, too, with the infrared and...
No,
just...
no. No, look, I need to talk to Joey. I mean, you guys just broke up. Before anything more happens between us, I need to know he's okay with it.
I completely understand.
All right, I'm going to go find him. I just need a second before I can, you know... Grandma. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay. That's the door. He's gone.
And she's turning on the TV and watching Miss Congeniality.
Honey, if you know it through a wall, you know it too well.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're sad to go, so we're just saying goodbye to the hotel. I love you. Paradise Hotel, Golf Resort and Spa. Yep. We had a great time. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Hey, have you guys seen Joey anywhere?
He's probably in his room with his current girlfriend, Charlie. That's the situation as we know it.
Well, if you see him, could you please tell him I'm looking for him?
You got it.
Thanks. Thank you.
Other wall, people, other wall.
Rach, you there?
It's Ross. What are we going to do?
Okay, just be calm. Just be calm. For all he knows, we're just hanging out together. All right, so just be nonchalant. That's not nonchalant.
No idea what it means.
Oh. Okay, just hide.
Ready?
Coming. Try under the bed. Try under the bed.
Is everything okay?
Yeah!
Hey.
Hi.
Do you know what Joey is?
I really don't.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I don't believe this. Have you guys been...
The listening side of the wall.
And then she told me that she and Joey had broken up, and that part of the reason was that she had feelings for me.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
And you know I wanted to ask Charlie out since the day I met her.
Oh, I know. I know it's been really hard for you.
Anyway, one thing led to another, and before you know it, we were kissing. I mean, how angry do you think Joey's going to be?
That is hard to say, Ross. That's hard to say.
You know, I got to go find him. He's got to be here someplace.
You would think. Joey!
Is he gone?
How are you doing this? What? Hey! What is this? Have you guys been listening this entire time?
Yeah!
Now, what is this? What is this? Well, let's see. We kissed for 10 minutes, and now we're talking to our friends about it, so I guess this is sixth grade. Have you thought about how complicated this could get? What about Ross?
Look, he's with Charlie now.
Yeah, but he wants to talk to you before anything really happens with her. And as his friend, I mean, don't you think he deserves the same from you?
You're a pain in my ass, Keller.
All right, look, you guys, look, we appreciate all the advice, but this is between Joey and me, and I think we can handle it.
Okay, hey? Well, we'll go back in there, but will you do one thing for us, the people that care about you?
Sure.
Enunciate.
Get out. Are they right?
Probably, yeah. I mean, maybe we should hold off until we talk to Ross.
Yeah. Yeah. We can wait. We don't have to do anything tonight.
Yeah, I think that'd be best. So I'm gonna take off.
Although...
I like although.
I mean, you know, Ross and I haven't dated in, like... 6 years?
6 years? Wow. It's almost as long as high school.
Plus, you know, he is with Charlie now.
Absolutely. He's not thinking about you.
No.
I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
Let's forget about Ross.
Forgotten.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Seriously, what is it?
Nothing. It's nothing. Come here.
What's wrong?
Sorry, I just, I can't seem to get Ross out of my head.
Well, maybe I can help.
Lips are so soft.
Do that again.
Yeah, we need to talk to Ross. Yeah.
Hey. You guys ready to go?
Not quite. Monica's still at the salon, and I'm just finishing packing.
Dude, you're not taking your Bible?
You're not supposed to take that. Besides, it's a New Testament. What are you going to do with it?
Learn about Jesus.
Hey.
So, did you talk to Joey?
No. I couldn't find him. I'm just going to talk to him on the plane.
Sounds like a good idea, Dr. Geller.
Stop it.
PhD.
You're filthy.
Have you guys seen Monica?
Actually, I think she went to the salon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she went to the salon, all right. Check it out! Whose day just got better? Chandler!
Hey! Ah!
What do you think?
I think I can see your scalp.
Don't you just love it?
Yeah. You got shellfish in your head.
It's something. You go, girlfriend.
You never said that in your life, have you?
Not once.
I found something.
Oh, and listen to this.
What do you know? It's a treat for the eyes and the ears.
It's kind of weird that I'm sitting next to Charlie after we broke up.
Yeah, it's almost as if Air Barbados doesn't care about your social life.
Look, does someone mind switching to sitting with Charlie?
Dude, I spent the whole conference with Charlie.
Yeah, I understand.
No, I'll do it.
Wish I could switch with someone. I really don't want to sit with Allen Iverson over there.
You know, once we're in the air and the captain turns off the seatbelt sign, you feel free to roam about my cabin.
You should be careful when checking your overhead bins. These items may shift during the...
Oh, you're not good at this.
You don't have to go home tonight, do you?
No, I think I could come over. Saturday, right?
Oh.
What?
I can't do anything tonight.
Why not?
I have a date.
You have a date? With who?
Oh, it's my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, when you and I broke up, I started seeing someone.
Well, for how long?
3 months.
3 months? Okay. This is probably none of my business, but how long do you think you're going to keep seeing her?
I'll tell her that it's over tonight at dinner. I promise.
Oh, okay. Good. You do that. And then when you get home, maybe there'll be a special delivery package waiting for you.
Maybe I'll sign for it. Tear it open. Pull out the packing material.
You know what? We're going to have sex. Let's just leave it there.
I'm going to go talk to Joey. I think this is the right time. He's always in a good mood after the flight attendant says duty free.
Hey,
Good luck. Ross is coming over. I think now would be a really good time to talk to him.
Well, I guess so. I'm just really nervous.
Okay, well, keep in mind that by the time you're done, they'll probably be serving dinner.
Ooh.
Still nervous?
I'm going to get the lasagna.
Hey, Rach.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I sit here for a second?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
So I kind of need to talk to you about Charlie.
Yeah?
Okay, last night after you guys broke up, so sorry to hear about that, by the way. Well, Charlie and I were talking, and, well...
You kissed.
What? What? What would give you that idea?
I saw you.
Yeah, we kissed. But nothing else happened, okay?
Ross, it's okay.
What?
It's okay. You know what? I totally understand. All right, you guys make way more sense than her and I ever did. You know, and I want you to be happy.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now, I have something.
I am speechless. I mean, the fact that you would put my happiness first like that, I mean, you're an incredible friend. You know that?
Well, look, before you go.
No, I mean it. I mean, you're so loyal, man, and selfless and generous.
I am those things, yeah.
You know, I've known Chandler longer, so I always think of him as my best friend, but now, I may have to rethink some stuff.
Dude.
Hey, if there is ever anything I can do for you...
I can't think of anything.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, hi. So you talked to Joey?
Oh, yeah. We had a really good talk.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, so everything's okay.
Oh, no, it's great.
Oh.
It's great. He's an amazing guy.
Oh, well, obviously I think so, too.
Well, I'm so excited about this.
Really? Excited?
Are you kidding? I have had some very dirty dreams about this.
Excuse me. You didn't tell him, did you?
I couldn't. He was saying all these really nice things about me. I didn't want him to get mad and take them all back. I'm going to edge out Chandler.
Oh, God. All right, fine. You know what, Joey? Forget it. When we go back to New York, I will tell him.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hi, Mike's place.
Hey, it's Mike.
Oh, that was fast.
Oh, no, she's not here yet.
You know, I think I'm just going to take off and break up with her over the phone.
No, you can't do that. Oh, come on, Mike. Strap on a pair. Why don't you just tell her that we got back together? You know, women appreciate honesty. We also appreciate gentle spanking once in a while, just FYI.
One more thing. There might be a picture of Precious on my coffee table.
Her name's Precious? Is she a purebred, or did you pick her up at the pound?
Anyway, I just want to give you a heads up.
Okay. Oh, and you know, if she gets upset, just scratch her tummy and give her a liver snap.
Hi, I'm Precious. Who are you?
I'm Phoebe.
Phoebe? Mike's ex-girlfriend, Phoebe, the love of his life. That Phoebe?
Enchantée.
of work to Stevie's. Ow!
You go back to work tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
So if you want people to see them, then by definition you're not having them taken out, say, at the break of dawn?
Well, if I had them taken out, then I wouldn't be able to do this. You like that, right? Dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing.
What are you singing?
It's Valero from Tin.
It's Ride of the Valkyries from Apocalypse Now. See, here's the thing. The cornrows were really a solution to your frizzy hair problem. And now that we're home, you don't have that problem anymore. So if you think about it, I hate them.
What? You said you liked them.
Did I? Let's refresh. I believe what I said was that I could see your scalp.
Well, fine, so you don't like them. Everybody else does.
Again, let's journey back. As I recall, what Rachel said was she had never noticed the shape of your skull before. And Joey... Well, Joey didn't realize it was anything different.
You know what? I don't care. I like it like this, and I'm going to keep it. And you're just jealous because your hair can't do this. Ow!
Get yourself in the tooth?
In the eye!
Hey, there she is. Hi, Emma. Oh, my God. I missed you. Oh, Emma, I missed you so much. Hi. Did you have a good time with Grandma Green? Huh? Did she give you a bottle of antidepressants again to use as a rattle?
That was one time, Ross, and they were only like 5 milligrams.
Ooh, hey, Emma, Daddy has some presents for you, okay? Okay, I want you to wait right here. Come here, sweetie.
Ross, actually, there's something that I really need to talk to you about.
Okay, shoot.
Okay. All right, here's the deal.
Oh, no!
What is it?
Oh, major shampoo explosion!
Look, Ross, this really isn't easy.
Oh, it's all over everything! Why? Why me?
Because you took 300 bottles of shampoo?
I'm sorry. You were saying...
Well, yeah. Okay, look, it's about me and...
Oh, not another one! Oh, my... Oh, and this is moisturizer. It's even harder to clean! Why? Why do bad things happen to good people?
Wow. Well, clearly this is not a good time.
But you think?
Okay, bye. All right, so Mike's on his way over. Let's see. You thought you guys were meeting here, and he thought you were meeting at the restaurant, so, you know, it doesn't really matter who's right or wrong. Point is, I'm going to take off. No, I'm not letting you leave until you tell me what's going on here. I mean, are you guys getting back together or something? All right. Susie, can I call you Susie? My name is Precious. I can't say that. Susie, I'm going to be straight with you. Mike and I are back together. And unfortunately, that effectively ends your relationship with him. And he's very sorry about that and wishes you the best of luck in all your endeavors. I just can't believe this. Why? Well, I don't... Why would he do this? I mean, what's wrong with me?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with you.
I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do now?
Damn it, woman. Pull yourself together. Have some pride for the love of God.
Okay, not a fan of the tough love.
I just can't believe that Mike didn't give me any warning.
But he didn't really know, you know. He wasn't planning on coming to Barbados and proposing to me.
He proposed to you? This is the worst birthday ever!
Look, Precious. Mike's not worth this.
You're an attractive, intelligent woman, and let's face it, Mike's kind of a wang. He proposed to me while he was still seeing you. He was going to break up with you on your birthday. And I don't like to kiss and tell, but he cheated on you a lot this weekend.
Oh, my God, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I don't need him. I deserve to be treated with respect.
Screw you, Mike. You're a coward and a bastard, and I hope you rot in hell.
You're welcome.
Honey, you've been in there for a long time. Is everything okay?
Not really. I have a problem.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was dancing around and singing No Woman, No Cry. And I got stuck.
You can't move at all?
Oh, well, I can move.
If I untangle you, will you please get rid of the cornrows?
I guess so.
Some of these look a little frayed.
Yeah, I tried to gnaw myself free.
Hey.
Hi.
So, did you tell Ross?
Well, I tried, but then he had a shampoo-related emergency. So I guess now it's your turn again.
No. I think it's better if you tell him. You know, it's easier for a woman. That way, you know, if he gets mad, all you have to do is go, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because that's what we do.
All right, okay. How about this? Tomorrow we'll both go and we'll tell them together.
Okay, that sounds fair. That just means, though, once again,
I know. But that's okay. I mean, we can control ourselves. We're not animals.
No! Of course, we can wait.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess that means good night, then.
Yep. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Seriously, good night.
Stop saying good night.
Okay.
In the drawer. And you said I'd never wear this.
Now that I untangled you, how about you do a little something for me?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
I think you know.
Really? I don't really feel like it.
This is what I want to do.
Okay. I just don't get why you like it so much.
She's an FBI agent posing as a beauty contestant.